Yes, so we have three quarterfinals. Welcome again to the program, third hour of the show. Three quarterfinal matchups are now decided at the Football World Cup. We update things for Kraken, like a leading keeper with Kraken. Your crypto is in good hands, kraken.com. We know that the Netherlands will play Argentina. We know that England will play France. And as a result of today's games, Croatia v Brazil. Croatia winning in a penalty shootout against Japan, and Brazil having led 4-0 at halftime against South Korea, winning 4-1. Morocco still to play Spain, 2 a.m. tomorrow, and Portugal against Switzerland is the 6 a.m. game tomorrow. Then we will know the complete quarterfinal matchup. Now, the missiles are multis. He's now. Do you want to lock in your quarterfinal multi right now? Right now.
Yes.
With one quarterfinal still to be decided. But of those three, Netherlands, Argentina, tip.
Argentina.
England, France.
France.
You're going France and knocking out England? Croatia, yes. Brazil?
Brazil, comfortably.
Sticking Brazil.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They've been the most impressive team, particularly this morning. Jeez, they were electric.
Yeah, now, there's the three. Now, there's been some very interesting commentary today. British footballer, Eniola Aluko, is it on ITV's World Cup coverage? Just have a little listen to this. What do you make of this bit of commentary?
He's the top scorer for Brazil over the last 2 years. You know, he's got a great record, 19 goals in 40 appearances. You know, do the math on that. It's one goal a game.
19 goals in 40 appearances. Do the maths.
You do the maths. It's a goal a game.
Yeah, you might need to do the maths yourself, Eniola.
Yeah, just play that again. Eniola, you've had a Barry Crocker.
He's the top scorer for Brazil over the last 2 years. You know, he's got a great record, 19 goals in 40 appearances. You know, do the math on that. It's one goal a game.
That's unbelievable.
That is so bad. Yeah, that's right. In fact, do we have the weakest link? I think we might have to dismiss.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Yeah, there we go. So, Aluko, you're gone. You are absolutely gone. Now, some more audio to kick off this hour of the program. You yesterday said, and you're like me, James, you lap up the, you know, fly on the wall documentary stuff.
Love it.
Behind the scenes.
Love it.
There's going to be one around. We had John Aloisi on the program yesterday, Western United, the piece. So you would have loved the test side, getting the look in at how things work.
Yeah. Feed all that stuff straight into my veins. Can't get enough of it.
All right. Well, the second edition of Test is coming out on January 13. Is that right? January 13 it will screen the second time. There is a trailer out there. It's going to be on Amazon Prime Video. Let's have a little listen to the trailer.
Some of the players were finding Justin overbearing.
There were rumblings behind the scenes of disaffection between coach and playing group.
Don't care what everyone else thinks. Do it your own way.
Bowled him! Boland's got six at the G! Uzzy's back and he's big and he's better than ever!
What's next for us? If we want to be number one in the world.
Now, the voice you hear, Pat Cummins, saying, mate, do it your way or do it my way or whatever, you know, do it your own way, is pretty much it. So there's a bit of...
I like it. Jared Waitley made an appearance on there. I was waiting for your voice on there as well, Vossy.
I had nothing to add.
Jared said it all.
No, I'm just here to comment about things. 19 goals in 14 appearances, boys. 19 goals in 14 appearances. No, she said 40. Hang on, can we go back to the tape?
Yeah.
Let's go
check
back.
The tapes.
Let's check the tape.
He's the top scorer for Brazil over the last 2 years. You know, he's got a great record, 19 goals in 40 appearances. You know, do the math on that. It's one goal a game.
I'm pretty sure it was 40.
It sounds like 40. Anyway, don't let the truth get in the way of the story. Vossi, read the socks down. I blame Scott Goulet from St. George. He started this socks down nonsense. Bob from Wagga.
That's a blast from the past.
Incredibly sloppy. And you know what looks really bad is when they wear the compression socks. They'll wear them up, but they'll pull the club colour socks down.
It should
almost... So they end up with a black, you know, compression socks.
Yeah, it should almost be against the rules of the game because that's just free advertising for the person. Who manufactures those compression socks. I don't like that look at all.
Western Sydney Eagle has a problem with our Vossi Oakey playing Jack Johnson. He said he just fell asleep behind the wheel.
Oh, no.
That's a little dangerous.
Crashes all around Sydney as a result of that.
I can tell you, too, today, some other news. By the way, England, incredible win over Pakistan, winning by 74 runs that test, and they play again on Friday. But Greg Norman has come out in the last few hours then, fighting words, I ain't going nowhere. Rory, Tiger, I ain't going nowhere.
No
Norman
limit
has
boxing.
Said he will not be standing down from whatever role he has in LIV Golf. He's there, and he's going to stay.
George Rose, reach out. I feel a celebrity boxing match coming on here. If Paul Gallen got 25 mil, I'm thinking 250 mil to see Greg Norman go up against Tiger Woods.
The Great White Shaft against Tiger Woods.
I'd love
to
see it.
Yeah, okay. That could be on. Now, we're also talking today, incredible discovery, down in Tasmania. So a Tasmanian tiger, the last one in captivity, it seemed, died in the zoo in 1936, and they donated the skin and the skeleton to the local museum and preserved it, you know, embalming it, whatever they do to. And somehow they lost it, or they thought they lost it. And someone opened a cupboard last week and they found it. After 86 years, there it was. So it'd been there all the time. And we're talking about discoveries in your attic or garage of, you know, of any kind, but sporting memorabilia probably suits our program. Now, the Tassie Toad says, someone keeps a Tassie Tiger's skin in their garage and it's a special find. Meanwhile, I keep the signature of the Gold Coast Chargers mascot, Captain Charger, in my shed, and I'm a weirdo. Tassie Toad there, you know, I hoard things. I've got some weird shit, like rugby league related stuff.
As weird as signatures of mascots?
You know, I'd have a few Gold Coast Chargers flags hidden away somewhere.
Really?
I did keep them. Yeah, I didn't throw them away. I didn't have the heart to throw them away.
Would the mascot sign his signature as his actual name or as the Charger?
Captain Charger.
Captain Charger.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
Okay.
He was pretty good. He was sort of like a Marvel superhero without the Marvel bit.
Yeah.
And without the super bit and probably the hero bit as well. But he was very muscly suit he had on. This one, morning V, I had the privilege to watch Stephen O'Keefe on Sunday at Chatswood Oval. I'm fortunate as well as he is my nephew, but I was there to watch my son who played. This is getting very complicated. Hang on, let me just work this out. I had the privilege to watch Stephen O'Keefe. So you're a spectator, Stephen's playing great cricket at Chatswood Oval. I'm fortunate as well as he's my nephew, but I was there to watch my son who plays for Gordon. And Sock plays for Manly. Steve took 2 wickets for not many, and my son took 3 for 19. Steve was looking good when bowling, but can tell he's getting a little slower. I'm sure he will do well for the Sixers. He was called the old fart by his captain, Moses Enriquez, on this program last half hour. The old fart.
Is Gaz sledging his own nephew, saying he's getting a bit slow?
Yeah, I don't quite... Yeah, that part of it I don't know.
My
anyway.
Sister's uncle's brother-in-law was playing for Gordon.
It's
a little bit cryptic, isn't it?
The text come in. It's very, very hard. They said, Vossie, apparently that Tassie Tiger was found inside the Eels trophy cabinet. It hadn't been opened for 86 years.
Oh, that's very good. That's very good from the Space Coast.
Yeah, good at Parramatta getting a bagging rather than the Tigers. Morning, guys. I once got a yellow card for not wearing my shin pads onto the field. The Hawk. Yellow card. Let's bring the maestro in, Alex. So before the game, the ref comes around and checks the studs. Now, he checks to see if you're wearing the shin pads, would he not? Shouldn't the touch judge be yellow carded for not checking? Or the referee?
Well, it should be fairly clear. You should be able to see the outline if you've got shin pads on. There's no regulation about how big shin pads have to be. So a growing trend is players wearing...
Little ones.
Tiny little
kids
circles.
Ones.
Yeah,
you know how they should test. They should line them up before the match, and the referee walks along with his boots on and kicks each player in the shins. And if they flinch, they get a yellow card. If they don't flinch, then clearly they've got the pads on.
So can we tie that story in with Craig Foster that he wore socks and had to wear shin pads? He was under this, you know, this law. All those years that he's now rebelling. That is why he just doesn't wear socks. So Craig Foster's gone on now for 3 weeks on SBSN, wore a pair of socks any day. Mm. So maybe that's the reason.
I think that's a European thing, isn't it, Vossie? Wearing the sockettes. James, you've got expertise in this.
Yeah, it is.
It's a European thing, isn't it?
Yeah, started in Europe, as most fashion things do.
Cosmopolitan man.
Does the sock cover the Achilles? Do you get a blister? Or does the socket just go around the base of the
just
heel,
goes basically it? Over the bottom of the heel, so you don't get Achilles cover.
No, he looks up. How interesting. 14 after 8 here on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. I am a socks man and socks pulled up man. So, you know, that's where I stand. Hashtag socks up. Underworks, best socks. Lee Hatchew-Pendillis is here, ready to go. He's waiting on saying, what the hell are they on about?
Sport and the Law on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. For Bryden's Lawyers, let our team of professionals help with your legal matter.
Yeah, Lee Hatchew-Pendillis in a very positive week. Some great social media put out by the Tigers yesterday. There's Papalihi there at training. Going to be a terrific signing. But aside from that, Lee, Jack Johnson last night, this storm, this thunder, lightning, the police stepped in and cancelled the concert as we understand 43 minutes in. So are you entitled to a refund? We assume, James asked the question, what would a ticket cost? Well, it wouldn't be cheap. So a question without notice, what's the deal there? Do they apply the Duckworth-Lewis-Stern system? How do they, what right would the consumer have there?
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, James. Most unfortunate, of course, but you'd have to have a look at the fine print on the contract. Of course, buying a ticket this constitutes a contract between you and the promoter and the artist. But a lot of these contracts would include what are referred to as force majeure or act of God clauses, which provide for the situation where the fulfillment of the contract is prevented by an act of God, something beyond the control of both parties. And the terms of the contract should then set out exactly what occurs in those circumstances. But generally speaking, though, a force majeure provision would excuse one or both parties from having to fulfill their contractual obligation. So if it was a standard force majeure provision, and it rains, as it did last night, and it prevents the fulfillment of the contract, both parties are likely just have to walk away.
Oh, well, there you go. And that would not necessarily be in the fine print on the ticket, but that would be on a website when you buy it or something like that, I suppose,
T's
if you want to
T's.
Go searching for it. But there you go, Jack Johnson. If you love Jack, then 43 minutes will have to do. At least you got 43 minutes. It could have been five. Could have been five. Could have, you know, so be happy that you got one half of football. Now, let's get on to something serious. Not that wasn't serious. The Bruce Lemon trial, which was abandoned last week due to the health of Brittany Higgins, throws up a lot of questions, including whether or not they can retry the case when her health improves. I mean, you'd all hope that Brittany Higgins has full health at some point. Does it not keep the accused in limbo? Does the case get shut forever now?
No, it does. It's all done and dusted for all intents and purposes. The prosecution have announced the intention that not to continue to prosecute, and the accused is entitled to rely upon that now moving forward. So it's a very unsatisfactory outcome for all concerned, as we've spoken previously about competing tensions between the rights of the accused, of course, and the rights of the alleged victim, but there's also the community expectation as well that justice is done. And unfortunately, in an outcome of this kind, that doesn't happen. But the prosecution have taken on board medical evidence, very cogent and probative medical evidence as to the risk to the alleged victim, and have decided in good faith not to proceed further. So I think you can assume that it's all done and dusted now.
Yeah, it's a tough one, isn't it? A French worker has won a court case after he was dismissed from his job for not attending work drinks. Now, I want to expand on this as well, Lee. I've had an employee this morning not attend work because of a Brazilian soccer match. So it probably brings into the questions, as we head into the work Christmas party season, can workers say no to things like Christmas parties?
James, absolutely. They can't be compelled to attend anything outside of their core hours of employment. They can be encouraged to, of course. There's a good reason why people want their staff to attend these sorts of functions. It cultivates a good culture, for example, and camaraderie between staff. It's an opportunity to celebrate the end of the year. But you cannot be compelled by your employer to attend any of these functions. And the other thing that I think that people should be very cognizant of is that when attending an employer-sanctioned event, a Christmas party, for example, all the rights and duties and obligations of both the employer and the employee continue. And they're not suspended because it's outside of work hours. So the employer's duty of care to his or her staff remains in place. And in fact, may in fact be heightened due to the presence of alcohol.
Wow.
And employees are covered by their employer's workers' compensation insurance in the event they happen to unfortunately suffer an injury.
But I threw out the question that sometimes your Christmas drinks might start like in the afternoon. if you don't want to attend the Christmas drinks, you just give yourself an early mark. You go home. Are you obliged to attend if it's within work hours, Lee? Or can you just, you know, do the old slip out the back door and go home?
No, no, you can't be compelled to attend, even if it's inside work hours as such.
Right,
but you would be obligated to remain at work, though, and continue your usual work duties.
Do Brighton's do a big do for Christmas? I'm thinking like Harbour Cruise or something for heavy hitters like Brighton's lawyers.
No, we've done that previously. Now, this year we have our Christmas party this Saturday night. I won't disclose the location for obvious reasons. But no, we're planning on something very special, very nice. The staff have worked incredibly hard this year. It's been a very difficult and challenging year coming out of COVID. It's been a real transition, and I think they're deserving of a nice night.
Yeah, no, 100% agree. Lee, can I say this is my last cross with you for the year? And I speak on behalf of Brandy and the listeners that we have. I mean, it's an educational segment every week. We have learnt so much. You put things in layman's terms. You explain so much to us in a field that we just don't have. You walk us through minefields, it seems, on a weekly basis. And we often think, well, what are we going to talk about this week? But there's no shortage of topics, often sports-related. Lee, no wonder Brighton's Lawyers is a great success with just a bloke like yourself at the helm, mate. So have a great Christmas for you and your staff, and thanks for your contribution right through the year up until this point.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you to you and all the team there at SEN. Have been greatly supportive of Brighton's Lawyers throughout the year, and I look forward to it continuing, of course. Have a great Christmas to you and to yours and to all your listeners.
And Lee, Santa Claus doesn't deliver premierships. I'm just going to remind you that. There's no legal grounds to sue Santa. If you ask for a premiership win and Santa doesn't deliver, you cannot take legal action against Santa Claus.
That's okay, Andrew. We don't need to deliver. We'll earn one.
There we go. Well, fighting words to finish there from Lee Hadjipantelis. Well done, Lee. And, of course, the best legal advice available. You just call this number, 1-800-848-848. Lee Hadjipantelis from Brighton's Lawyers. On the text, on the socks thing, Vossie, would you be a socks up with sandals sort of guy? John from Harrington Park. Well, back in the day when I used to go to Harold Park, they used to have the ledger. The Harold Park trots is now all just development, James. But they used to have a ledger like the other side of the track. I swear every second person wore socks and sandals.
Okay.
Over there on the ledger, the diehards. Yeah, that was the look.
That's worrying.
No, I'd never wear socks with sandals or Crocs. No. Oh, well, maybe
socks
we'll take
with Crocs. Have you
the
got
garbage
Crocs?
Out of the bins. I might have a pair of socks on with the Crocs. We'll take a break. 22 after 8.
Sport the Law on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy for Brighton's Lawyers. Let our team of professionals help with your legal matter.
Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.